Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
For this next segment, we start off with a question of character. Which is more important to you, toilet paper or mobile connectivity?
Get personal, why don't you, at 7:38 in the morning. I'm going to say mobile connectivity. What are you going to say?
Same. That's why.
Why is that?
I use disposable underwear. With the COVID-19 outbreak, the Ministry of Manpower set out guidelines on travel for employees. And with business travel coming to a standstill and more employees adopting telecommuting and teleconferencing to allow employees to work and attend meetings from home, mobile connectivity is going to be crucial in ensuring life and business stay on track.
Yeah, prior to COVID-19, the pandemic this year, OpenSignal's 5G opportunity report found that download speeds are fastest in the early hours of the morning and tend to slow down at the end of the day. I wonder whether that's changed at all. This happens at around 6 p.m. when most Singaporeans are presumably done with work and commuting back home, but lots of people are doing stay at home.
Yes, the work at the moment. Can the internet handle it? Mm. With new implementations in place now, consumers are beginning to move away from enterprise networks to home networks or mobile connections.
What are the implications then that we'll see from the spike in usage of mobile broadband as the COVID-19 situation pushes more countries and organizations to adopt social distancing practices?
Yeah, how does working from home affect the way we consume data? On the line with us this morning is Ian Fogg, VP Analysis of OpenSignal. Ian, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Good morning.
So you're all the way over in the UK, where I'm sure there's been a surge in demand for connectivity. But let's talk about Singapore. What's our outlook?
Well, I think everyone in countries around the world are remote working at the moment. We've seen a change of behaviour in any country just in the last couple of weeks, where it's clear that mobile users are spending longer connected to Wi-Fi. Normally, we see that change at weekends where people spend longer connected to Wi-Fi at home and a lower amount of time during the week. What we've now seen in many countries across the world, across Asia, in Europe, and in the Americas, is time on Wi-Fi going up as people spend longer at home.
Ian, due to this COVID-19 outbreak, a lot of people have been asked to work from home and also to practice social distancing. Does that go a long way in affecting consumer behavior, data consumption? Are we expecting that? By how many times has data consumption risen?
Well, I think the first thing is, you might think if mobile users are spending longer connected to Wi-Fi because of COVID-19, you might think, well, there's less data traffic on mobile networks and speeds will go up. What we've actually seen is we've seen that all kinds of connectivity, Wi-Fi, fixed broadband, and mobile connectivity, everything is getting more usage at the moment. And we're hearing that reported from carriers around the world, and we're seeing that shown in OpenSignal's data. We looked at Italy, one of the epicenters of the outbreak at the moment, where we saw time on Wi-Fi go up earlier than in many other countries. We're now seeing mobile speeds there decline because of increased usage on the mobile network, even though mobile users are spending longer on Wi-Fi. It's everything going up at the moment. There's enormous usage of all kinds of connectivity.
So we know that there's been a response actually from a number of the online platforms to slow things down given the surge in Europe. And you just mentioned Italian 4G users, their speeds have dropped significantly in March. Here in Singapore, can we expect to face similar issues if more people will be working from home?
Well, I think the striking thing in Singapore is Singapore is not a country we've seen as great a change as in many other countries. In Asia, we saw time on Wi-Fi go up first in Hong Kong and stay at a high level from early February right through. Singapore, we haven't seen such a big change as we've seen in many other countries. That may be because in Singapore, the virus is under more control, or it may simply be the quality of connectivity of networks in Singapore is able to cope with the increased usage much better than in many other markets.
On the line with us this morning is Ian Falk, who's VP Analysis at OpenSignal. Ian, one of the methods that, you know, telecommunications companies are doing is to make sure video quality is not as high as previously so that it can sort of deal with a potential bottleneck. Do you have any other suggestions on how these telecoms companies can prepare themselves for the bottlenecks?
Well, I think a lot depends on how much headroom, how much spare capacity there is in the system. In some countries, the networks are already congested in normal times. Hong Kong's a good example. The competition in Hong Kong is very fierce. Speeds in normal times are much lower than they are in Singapore. Singapore generally has some of the fastest speeds that we see across the world. Singaporeans are used to having a fantastic mobile network experience. So the real question is, how much headroom is there in the capacity of the networks to cope with the increases?
Yeah.
And that varies by country.
Well, social distancing, we've already talked about it and how important it is in preventing the spread of COVID-19 even more. So we probably will see, we're already seeing a lot of people work from home here in Singapore, but we'll probably see more of it. In an already connectivity-reliant world, what are the implications that we'll see from the spike in the usage of mobile broadband? Will we see an expansion of infrastructure as a response? Can that even happen in a short space of time? Because more and more organizations will have to adopt social distancing.
So I think that there's a whole range of things happening all at once. In some countries, in the US, temporary spectrum being allocated to carriers to give them extra capacity on the network. In other countries, in Canada, Italy, and a number of markets around the world, we're seeing telecom operators loosen up their regular tariffs, data restrictions, also the limits that consumers normally face, because these are unusual times, and that can put more pressure on the network. We're also seeing greater usage of communication tools, so using apps for friend or family, as well as video conferencing for work. And that's interesting too, because speed alone is not the best guide to the experience when you want to make a voice over IP call on WhatsApp, online, or something, or on FaceTime. It's not necessarily the best guide to the experience when you want to watch video, because carriers often treat video streams differently from speed test. So it's important to have a look at a range of metrics represent how real experience is playing out. It might be speed is fine. When you want to stream a video, the experience isn't what you'd expect because the carriers are managing that traffic differently. And I think the usage changes we're seeing are not just people working from home. There are other people being very bored and going, I want to play some multiplayer games. I want to stream some video. I want to chat to my friends down the road. I can't meet up. So there's all these different behaviors changing at the moment.
All right. We've been speaking with Ian Falk, VP Analysis at OpenSignal. Ian, just very quickly, to quickly wrap up, 5G, do you expect it to be delayed because of COVID-19 or all, you know, all full steam ahead?
I think the need for 5G is becoming clearer because the world is relying on telecommunications. And what 5G brings are improvements that will help communications, that will help video streaming, that will help multiplayer gaming, that will help just all the things we do with our mobile networks. And I think the importance of that is becoming more obvious every day that goes on.
I like that one. It'll help our need for multiplayer gaming. Ian Falk, VP Analysis, OpenSignal. Thank you, Ian. Take care and stay healthy, yeah?
You too. Happy.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.